We are in Anderson Valley, and we are in the beautiful, thriving metropolis of Philo here. And I say that with tongue-in-cheek because this is a very small little town. But boy, I'll tell you what, you can walk and you can see people that you go, oh, that's the winemaker from. That's the winemaker from. I'm here with Tex Sawyer. And what is the name of this winery?
Scharfenberger Cellars.
There you go. I had you say it this time. I was a little worried about it. Let's talk about two wines that are in the tasting room, your Pinot Noir and your Chardonnay. I get a feeling that you enjoy making these wines and you make this little small lot and there's just enough of you.
Oh, pretty much. We have a few hundred cases to share with our closest friends and relatives, and also a couple of restaurants out on the coast get a hold of them. But otherwise, it's tasting room only, so you have to drive in and get them.
Well, you know, we have to say also that you're sourcing fruit, and you're getting this fruit, and it's so beautiful that I'm glad you are making at least a small amount of each.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to. We started the winery back in 81 making still wines with a small amount of sparkling and then went making a lot of sparkling with a small amount of still wine. We just got to keep our hand in.
Now, let's talk about each of them. Chardonnay and the vintage now.
The Chardonnay vintage right now is 2012, and it's a 50-50 blend of barrel fermented and the stainless steel fermented Chardonnays that all went through malolactic fermentation. It gives it kind of a creamy character. We don't go for the buttery style, and we did the stainless steel fermentation in order to keep the fruit forward and let people, you know, really taste and smell what Chardonnay should taste like rather than just straight oak.
And I know the Pinot has to be close to your heart. Be a winemaker in this valley and not make a Pinot Noir, it'd be kind of odd, wouldn't it?
It would be way odd. This is like a this is like a world-class place to be making Pinot Noir, and I'm really glad we have an opportunity to do so because we do seven different clones in this Pinot Noir that are all grown on the ranch here.
That's really fascinating. Now, it has been fascinating to talk to the winemakers today and yesterday about Anderson Valley and all the different microclimates that you have here. You have your own right here.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's a nice, cool spot. The North Atlantic Current comes down here and gives us a really cool afternoon breeze every day, and it acts like a natural refrigerator. So we're one of the coldest grape-growing areas in California.
And as you go more towards the coast, it goes down a degree or two, and you get different nuances into these wines. So these are fascinating wines to me. And Tex, where are we going to go food-wise? We might have to settle for only two dishes. Chef's been working real hard today.
Well, we'll start with the Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is easy because any red meat works with it, and any of the heavier fish will work with it as well, and it's just great just with a little slice of cheese on the side.
Well, and the Chardonnay really is something that I love Chardonnay. I don't drink it very often, but I drink it when the food calls for it.
With our Chardonnay, I think you can go with poultry real well, so some of the heavier fish works real well with it. I just like it on its own.
Well, we're going to see what's in our future here food-wise. Great food and wine here, and Have Wine Will Travel. Mr. Tex Sawyer, thank you, sir, for your time, and may all your pains be champagnes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Or sparkling wines.
Sparkling wine. Either way, go for it.